Community Connections. CKMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections. CKMS.
Hi, everybody. Hey, you're listening to CKMS, this Community Connection Show. Your host, Jeff Steger, today. Bob's coming back next week. And boy, what a lovely day. We're at our studios here at the old Beamer Box Factory on Duke and Brightup. Interested in doing a show sometime? Let us know. We're glad to have some more programmers. So, you know what? We've got a great show today. As you know, Community Connections, we talk about our local people, what they're doing. Today, we have a person from band and we have a person from an event coming up. And our guests today are Amy Nyland and Jarrett Titus.
Garrett Titus.
Yeah. Okay.
And Jeff, I got married, so my name's Amy Yardley.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
0-2, Jeff.
Look at this. And I wrote it down. Look at that. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
My brain went soft.
That's okay. We've known each other for a long time.
That's very true. So we're going to have our usual great old time here getting to know our guests and learning about an activity and playing music. Right off the bat, we're going to play a song, and this is from a band. Tell us about your band a little bit there, Jarrett, please.
Oh, thanks. So the Purple Tones, we started a little bit before COVID. We're an R&B band. We're based in Cambridge. Then we had a bit of a hiatus, forced hiatus there. And now we've been back and playing publicly. It's great. We play a lot of very dancey music. I guess you consider us sort of like a wedding and event band kind of thing. Okay. Yeah. But we're relatively new to the area.
Very good. So we're going to play the first song. To stay locked in, folks, we're back. It's Community Connections here at CKMS. Here we go.
Chasing the clouds.
back, and thanks so much for listening in today, folks. It's Community Connections, your host, Jeff Steger. Today's guest, Garrett and Amy, and we have just had a little type of music playing here in September. We'll hear some more from that. Amy, tell us what kind of music you're thinking about playing when we come to that next song.
Oh, you want me to put my next song on?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Only tell us about what kind of music you're thinking about playing.
Oh, yeah. So I have one that it's a really smooth song. It's one that I like to dance to a lot. Any dancers that are listening right now won't be surprised that I picked this one. But yeah, Ain't No Sunshine. It's one of my favorite songs.
Very good. Okay, let's get to know our guests a bit today. We have some really great news of an upcoming fundraiser coming along in our local band. Purple Tones are going to be playing there. Amy, tell us about yourself. How many people sit around the Yardley Christmas feast?
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, it kind of varies because, you know, I'm married and so I have to split my time up between families. But typically we have my husband, Colin, and my two girls, Adelaide and Abby. And then grandma and granddad are usually there, or grandpa and grandma Bev. So, yeah, we have a good time.
Any traditions? Do you open a Christmas present the night of or the day of Christmas?
We open one present the night before and it's always PJs and I try to match them, but I always wait till the last minute and then they never really match, but I try. It works. So we make it work.
Sounds wonderful. And I'm sure you'll have other traditions too. Garrett, tell us about your Christmas feast and traditions.
Christmas, man. We're like almost in the middle of the year here talking about Christmas, but okay. I go home to Regina, Saskatchewan, where all my family is, my birth family as well as my adopted family. It's a big time. And three Christmases, lots of family, lots of scotch, and then I fly home.
As long as you don't drive home, that's all that matters.
No, 2,500. It's what, 2,500 kilometers? It's a long.
It's drive. A long haul.
We fly.
A bit much. Sounds pretty good. I think a lot of our listeners can identify with other people with their Christmas traditions like that.
Yeah.
So that's a good story. All right. Now, Amy, we're going to get ready to play your song. Tell us what this is and why do you like it, please?
So it's Ain't No Sunshine, and it's just a really great song to dance to at like 1 o'clock in the morning when you're tired, and it still has some just nice, smooth sounds to it. So. So Jeff, now you want me to play it. So.
Yeah, go ahead and click go, and we'll hopefully it'll work.
All right.
Go ahead.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she is gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. In this house it ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, I know. Hey, you're leaving young thing alone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. In this house it ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Ooh.
Nice work, Amy. Just perfect fade outs like we practiced this morning at 7 o'clock, right?
That's right.
Okay, folks, Community Connections, a great story today. You're looking forward to it. We're going to talk about a fundraiser coming up for Kids Ability. We're getting to know our guests, and Amy and Garrett are here, and so we've covered Christmas. Now, hey, you guys, what do you do? If you're not sitting there on a radio station on a Monday morning at 11 o'clock, what would you be doing, Garrett?
Well, I mean, my day job is I'm a public school teacher in the secondary system,
yep.
So I would be doing that. I currently teach at Bluevale, and we're about to get our spring production going, our play. We're really excited about that. So that is pretty much my day-to-day life.
Very nice.
The band is just the fun thing on the side.
Yeah. Any other hobbies? I asked before the show started, you know, are you a rock climber? Do you like to go to the big exercise gym and climb up 50 feet in the air with a string?
Summer, I like to golf. I like racket sports. I also do some voice acting as well.
Oh, very good.
I'm starting out a little bit with that, and just got an agent. So yeah, so that's sort of my life right now. It's all sort of different directions, but you know, keeps it interesting.
Yeah, very good. Amy, yourself, what do you do when you're not sitting around radio
studios? What do I do? What do I not do, Jeff? Yeah, I am a busy girl. I got two girls that keep me on my toes.
Yep.
I am also a substitute EA, but I'm not really doing that a whole heck of a lot right now. But I do have a lot of hobbies. I'm on the board of directors for Hepcat Swing, keeping that kind of going, and just appointments and, you know, all those fun things that your life just keeps on motoring around. So
You want to do a little promo for Hepcats while you're sitting there?
Oh, sure. Why not? So Hepcats is a swing dance community in town. We kind of pride ourselves on being inclusive. I was just talking to the guys during the song that we have a big mixture of ages, all types of dance, like not all types of dances, but lots of tempos. So if you like the slower stuff, we got that, the medium, the fast. But really it's just a group of people that like to swing dance and get together, and you don't have to be good at it. You can just come out and have fun.
And you have any hobbies that for fun and for grins and giggles that you like to do? Are you you don't have to go jogging or something? What do you do else if you have a chance to do some reading or something? What else do you like to do spare time?
I do like to read. My husband's parents have a cottage, so we go to the cottage up in Stony Lake there in the Kawarthas in the summertime. But yeah, the girls keep me pretty busy. Laundry's a big fun thing for me to do at home. That is just keeps my motor running for sure. But just keep on trekking along.
Yeah.
Well, keeping both, kids alive.
You both sound pretty darn busy, so I'm glad you could find time and busy day to come out today. Beautiful day here in Kitchener-Waterloo, April the 10th. So, okay, with that, let's get into our third song today, and that would be
one of ours.
Yeah. And I have Uptown Funk is queued up here.
Yeah. So we did these recordings, but just when we started the band, we wanted to just put out a demo that wasn't really overly produced. So the songs that like you're hearing are what we sound like live. We didn't triple track the guitars or anything. And that's sort of the goal. So these are a little bit pared down, but it gives you a good idea of, you know, if you do come to the fundraiser, this is basically the stuff you're going to hear.
All right.
So
here we go, folks. Just sit back, freshen up your coffee. We're back. Uptown Funk. Here we go.
This hit, that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. Too hot. Hot damn. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon want to retire, man. I'm too hot. Hot damn. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. Hot damn. And my band about that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Woo. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Woo. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Woo. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Woo. Cause Uptown Funk. Just one.
hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you're sexy, then flaunt it. If you're freaky, then own it. Don't brag about it, just show me. Come on, dance, jump on it.
Great, we're back. What a great song.
That
oh my
great.
Gosh. Tell us about the Purple Tones before we get too far ahead. A website, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we're at purpletones.ca, and you can follow us on any social media at Purple Tones Band. Mm-hmm. We're on pretty much everything except Twitter. For many reasons. anyway, yeah, so Instagram or Facebook. We do public shows all around, and yeah, I mean, it started out I love the music that we have here. I love all the bands in the city. Like we're good friends with a lot of them, and there's some amazing music here. But if I'm being a little critical, I do find that it often skews towards rock and right. classic rock, and there isn't too many bands doing what we're doing. There's Freshwater Funk in Cambridge. Our drummer plays with them as well. Actually, that's his band. They kind of overlap a little bit with what we're doing, but we sort of do something a little bit different as well. Mm-hmm. But again, we just want to do something dancey, fun. Like every song we play, you'll recognize and you'll get up and you'll want to move. And that was our goal. We just want to be a party, basically. And I think we were lacking a little bit of that in the region. There are some great party bands, but not enough of them.
Yeah, folks, don't forget, go support local bars, support local musicians. Just get out there and listen and hear what's going on. It's perfect. Okay, we'll come back. You have one more song to go. We'll talk to Amy's a bit. Let's talk about the best part of our show today. What else are we doing here? Why are we here?
We are here, yes.
Okay, so I'll just give a short thing. I'll let Amy seem to speak to the details. But essentially, hey, there's a fundraiser coming up, and it just happened to be also Amy's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, my birthday's in August.
Yeah, August.
So I'm doing it in April because people want to get out in April.
And it's a great cause, and we'll just, and hopefully Garrett can talk a little bit about how he's probably pretty happy to be part of this fundraiser. So,
yeah.
But Amy, can you just jump in where you want to do? What's coming up here, and what should people put on their calendars like right now?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a fundraiser for Kids Ability. I'm sure everyone that's listening has heard of Kids Ability, but if you haven't, it's a great resource that we have right here in KW. It's a center for kids that just need a little bit of an extra boost, and they were super, super great with our family, mm-hmm. especially our youngest, Adelaide. She's got some exceptionalities, and she was able to partake in the JK year that they have there, but they help kids that have autism or just kids that need help with their speech, and the thing that really caught my eye with Kids Ability was that I knew that they were going to help Adelaide, but I didn't realize how much of a resource they were for the entire family.
Oh, is that an important thing, isn't it?
It was, because when you have a child with exceptionalities, you know, that's not what you were kind of anticipating when you became a parent, and it just kind of happens, right? So they were really cheerleaders and advocates for the parents, and they really cared and kind of taught us how to become that role also. So that was really, really cool. So basically, I want to do a fundraiser because I want as many families to have that experience. And when you're told this news that you might have a child that's different or has different challenges, it can be scary. And they are really good at softening that blow and making it seem, hey, this isn't a nightmare. This is actually a blessing, and it's going to be okay. So I just want more families to feel that.
Mm. Well, that's well said, Amy. I 100% get what you're saying there when you mentioned that it's important for the family support, and there's resources out there, and you're probably, well, you know a lot of those people for a long time coming going forward too, eh?
Oh, yeah.
And what's their website? Can people donate to the Kids Ability if you want to?
Yeah.
If you want to, we had the tab open there for a bit. Does that help you at all?
Let me see here. So, yes.
Yeah.
So, My fundraiser is through the Canada Helps, but it's a bit of a lengthy link. So if you wanted to donate for my specific donation or my specific foundation, you can actually call Kids Ability right directly at 519-886-8886 and just ask for the foundation and say you want to donate money for the Amy Turns 40 fundraiser, or you can just call them directly and just make a donation to them. Mm-hmm. If you want to donate your time or your money, or if you have leftover toys hanging around or books, you know, they'll take everything. But they're just a really wonderful place, and I just think it's good to put good energy into such a good energy kind of place. So, yeah.
Sounds like a good bunch. And tell us about the event that's coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be epic. So so I have a lot of friends that we've been very blessed with a lot of friends that can help us out in this stuff. So I have some techie friends that are going to set the hall up. They're going to pimp it out with lights and sound. We have the Purple Tones. I heard the Purple Tones on the internet, and I was like blown away right away. So I'm like, yep, these are the people that I want. There's going to be awesome music. And then also Lost Tacos are going to be parked in the parking lot for us to munch on their food. The tickets are they're $50, suggested $50 donation to Kids Ability. So you can do that right at the Kids Ability phone number that I mentioned, or you can go to thecanadahelps.org and just search my name.
Yeah, okay.
But
how about at the door?
You can get them at the door too.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have cash there. Just a little word though. Sometimes they don't have cash at the bar. So if you're wanting to have any beverages, you'll have to bring actual cash with you.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Just a little. All right. Or if you want to spend your money on the fundraiser, obviously too.
So. Those little things that help our crowd know that how they navigate this thing.
And it's going to be at the Naval Club.
If they go to the before I forget, to Canada Helps. How will you know that they went to your cause? Like, is that looked after in the process, or how do you do that?
So there's a whole bunch of different. Places you can donate through the Canada org or CanadaHelps.org. But if you search either Amy Yardley or Amy Turns 40, it's Amy-Turns-40. I'm turning 40. If you haven't figured that out yet, then you can donate that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the point is that you put the Canada Helps, great organization. I use them myself. Mm-hmm. How do you know that they sent, how does everybody know that they sent the money to your cause? That's the thing.
Oh, there's a running tally. And there's a way that you can put your name in there. It's all, it's pretty easy.
So when people show up and they did by Canada Helps, how do you know that they've done that already?
Right. Fair. Good question. So you can, on the Canada Helps website, you can put your name on there. And as long as there is some kind of donation, you can come in. And like I said, it's a suggested $50, but whatever you can donate is absolutely fine.
Right. I'm just thinking if people want to come in, they want to make sure that the door, they don't get challenged. Well, you didn't. How do we know you paid?
No, that's totally fair. Yeah.
That's all.
That's fair.
Not the company, the audience.
This is my first time doing this kind of thing. And actually, Garrett and I were chatting last night. And it's like he was saying, you know, it'd be easier if you had tickets. And I do have physical tickets, but not tickets online. And so, anyway, things to learn, right?
Yeah. Well, on the show credits after this, we put this podcast up on CKMS, Community Connection Show, there will be those links. to as many as we can get from Amy and put them on that that podcast. Look for that in about a week or so, folks. I mean, not quite that long. And we'll have the full show lineup and the discussion and all the rest of it on there. And so look forward to that. And on your own, of course, you can always just type in there things like Kidability and Amy Turns 40 and the Purple Tones and all that stuff. And I'm sure it'll be a link somewhere.
Well, yeah, we'll have a link up soon.
You have a link up too? Yeah.
Okay. And I do want to mention, because I don't know if I did, the fundraiser is on April 22nd at 7:30 at the KW Naval Club, which is 315 Weber Street.
Yes.
There will be an intro swing dance lesson at the beginning also, if you're interested in that. So
Have a full night of all kinds of fun things there.
Oh, man.
I'm interested in the taco truck.
They're so good.
Gary, you want to get you to speak a little bit here. This is quite a special thing to promote. Do you typically, what kind of gigs do you guys usually do, type thing? Is this one too typical? Or
we are an event band, right? Event, weddings, that, you know, larger event. We're eight pieces, so we're not a bar band as much as we like to think we are sometimes, but it's hard to fit us in and to pay eight musicians. So, you know, we tend to do larger events, festivals, things like that. This is great. This is the first, we've never done a fundraiser for this organization before. We met Amy through sort of a mutual friend, and then she heard us online. But yeah, we're really excited to do it. I think it's going to be a great venue. The sound's going to be amazing. I already talked to your sound guy, and they definitely know what they're doing. And it's going to be a party. We're really excited for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good. We did pretty good in that thing there. So what we'll do is we're going to play another song here, but if anything comes up you want to further add to the discussion, and Garrett, I know you've been keeping track of people's comments.
My band mostly listening to us live.
Here's our problem, folks. We got this really great, usually works really well, listen live thing where you can post your questions, and it just seems to be locked up today. It just will not work. And specifically this, we encourage you, the listener, hey, you got a question for us, ask us what our favorite color, I don't know, whatever's going on, we'll answer that. But that that thing is plugged up, so we'll just, fortunately, I guess, I've got listeners, fellow band members, compadres, partners, whatever, posing questions. We'll do that in the next section here. So, okay, now it is time. We're going to play the next song, which is Bobby Darin. This is Amy's selection here. This is Bobby Darin. And I'll quit talking. You tell us all about it and why you like this one, please.
Why do I like Beyond the Sea?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, it's just a really good tempo. It's got, I don't know, I just like it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to tell you. It's just a good song. Mm-hmm. Do you want to speak about it?
I love the song too. I actually like the version of this done by that band called Royal Crown Review. It really is a nice song. So, but the tune is a classic. It's wonderful, and I'm just really like it that you picked that one. That's the one I think you and I learned when we first started doing the swing dance stuff. This was a big one.
Yeah,
got just the right kind of pace and feel to it. It's nice. Swing's nice. So go ahead.
Okay.
I'll be back, folks.
Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Ah. just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing. So long sailing. Bye bye.
Righty, holy gamolies. Folks, thanks for listening in today. You could be doing lots of things on a Monday morning, but here with us, and we really appreciate it. It's Community Connections, a show sponsored by CKMS Radio, your local community radio. Come in, you got a show idea, we'd love to hear it. And today is no exception from great stuff we're trying to do here, and this is with guests Garrett and Amy talking about things like, you know, music and dancing, a fundraiser coming up that Amy's organizing, and Garrett and his band, the Purple Tones, are going to play at. And so this part of the show is... this is my favorite part of the show because I just say, guess what do you want to talk about? Because, you know, as the dumb host, he doesn't always ask the right questions. So just, I don't know if we can start anyway, but you've had some comments on your phone. There,
a little. Yeah, my band is listening to us live. So, like, they're just commenting some goofy things, mostly technical, like, you know, things that about the mics. They're enjoying it. I just asked them if they had anything that I wanted to address. They have not gotten back to me yet, so
well, I have to ask what our favorite color is or something, right?
Favorite color? Oh, purple, obviously.
Yeah. You know, you could also, this would be a perfect opportunity for you to say something that could be incriminating, and I bet you at that point they're going to have lots of things to address.
Oh God! Yeah.
There was this one time.
Yeah, tell all the stories at rehearsal that nobody should ever know. Rehearsals that nobody should ever know. Yeah.
That's right.
Have you always been a musician?
Yeah, I actually started playing the sax when I was a kid. I kind of left that when I graduated, but started other endeavors. But voice is sort of the main thing that I've always done,
yes.
And that blossomed into a brief career with an a cappella group out west called Hoja, and I toured with them for 3 years. So I guess maybe not so brief.
You toured with them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we did a lot of school shows. Like, we were sort of schlocky and funny, but the music was fun and good, and I really liked the singing a cappella things. You know, that whole a cappella boy band thing was like a big back then, so it was good. Schools would hire us, and we'd do like 300 shows a year, because two a day, morning, afternoon. But then that kind of went into a love of audio production for me, and that's what I did next. And then I became a school teacher. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So you mentioned the a cappella thing and boy band. So I do have a couple people that are coming to the fundraiser that are kind of they like to be the spotlight, and they do stuff like that. So how open are you guys to like people jumping in on you guys and doing their own thing?
Well,
because I might not be able to stop them.
That can happen in one of two ways. Okay. One, we just take a break and give them the mic and say, have at it, boss. Or the other thing is, I don't know, give them a set list ahead of time and say, hey, do you like this song? But we're also not really a karaoke band, so
no.
I don't necessarily want to discourage the behavior, but I don't want to encourage it either.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I have some big personalities coming, though, Garrett, so I'm going to give you a heads up now. It's a warning.
It's your money, so
yeah. Yeah, fair. No, it's going to be good.
That's cool. Sounds like nice variety of folks showing up.
What's that?
A nice variety of folks are going to show up.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of high school, so I actually played the clarinet in high school band with your drummer, Sam. He was the drummer for our high school band, so I've known him for a really long time, so it'll be kind of cool to catch up with him too. And then I played the piano growing up, but I've never been in a band. No, haven't done that before.
You were, like, when Hepcats was way back in the day when we first started, were you in a performance group? Did you do that stuff?
I kind of was in the performance group, yeah. Like, I've always loved music. I've always had a really good beat, so I think. So I've always been drawn to music, but I've never actually been in a band before. But it'd be cool to see a performance crew come up again, it used to. Yeah, like 20 years, Jeff. We've been dancing for 20 years almost.
Nothing to it.
Nothing to it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. We don't do all the crazy fast stuff anymore, or the lifts anymore, or the traveling as much. And we kind of slow down around, I don't know, 9:30, but that's okay.
Hepcatswing.ca. What's the website for again for the
It's www.hepcatswing.com.
Yes. Check that out, folks. There's a community dance every Monday night and a free lesson included. And it's just a courtesy the Hepcats provide to the community to beginner lessons free, just community dance, and then there's lessons and stuff.
Yeah, so our social dance is Monday nights from, so the beginner lesson starts at 7:30, and that's an intro free lesson from 7:30 to 8. And then the social dance is from 8 to 10. It costs $10. But then on top of that, we also do weekly classes, and they cost, those aren't free, but we do Lindy Hop 1, Lindy Hop 2, Lindy Hop 3, and blues right now.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, well, we're just starting to kind of ramp back up again.
So can we expect at the party, can we expect like spontaneous dance routines to burst out?
Yes.
Okay.
It could happen. Actually, I wonder, if I sent you a song, would you guys be able to learn it from now till then?
Oh, which one?
The Shim Sham.
Yeah, that'd be a hoot.
Or the Rueda. Rueda.
That would be really fun.
Considering we don't have a rehearsal plan between now and then, that might be interesting.
You're kind of sweating a little bit. That's fine. I'm throwing it on you. No problem. But no, it's going to be fun. And we always find, I don't know if you find this or not, Garrett, but when we go dancing to a live music, we always get the musician saying, it's so much better to play for dancers because you're getting so much feedback.
Oh, heck right? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And, when we first started out, like, you know, people, well, when you say R&B or rhythm and blues, like people honestly don't necessarily know what you're talking about. It's such a wide spectrum, and a lot of them have, you say the word blues and they, oh, it's old timey stuff. Well, no, it's also Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake, Jamiroquai, Lizzo, Dua Lipa, like all these modern artists as well. Like R&B has lasted for years, but you know, going back, all that Motown stuff, Temptations, you know, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, you know, we cover all of that spectrum. So it's dancey, and we love to see people dancing. And when we started out, people, you know, were a little timid. But now when we do our regular public show at a place called EVO Kitchen and Bar in Cambridge, great place. You should go. They have a lot of events.
That's a good spot. I like this one.
Yeah. Barry and Mike, you owe me a beer for that shout out. And
you owe me one also.
Yeah, now people just get up for our first song because it's great. It gives us so much energy, and it's a lot of fun.
Thank you for saying that about blues, because I find that when we're trying to promote people to do swing, like blues dancing, they just envision slow, kind of like a sensual kind of thing. But it doesn't have to be that. Like, there's so much more to blues dancing than just the slow stuff at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Like, you can do tempoed blues dancing, you can do traveling blues. Like, there's all sorts of different things that you can do, and learning blues dancing makes your other dancing better, right? But sure. But for the fundraiser, it's not all going to be swing dancing. For those of you that don't want to go swing dancing, it's going to just be fun. There's going to be tables and you can chit chat and all. Jeez, I wonder if
guaranteed you'll know every song.
I wonder if a polka will break out.
A polka?
Oh god.
A polka?
No.
I don't know what song it would go to. Play that funky music, man.
Do you guys do Roll Out the Barrel? Do you know that one?
No, we don't. We played an Oktoberfest or two, but we just do our own stuff.
That's fair. No, do anything experimental. Just do what you do.
We just did St. Patrick's Day, and I'm like, you know, we don't do like Celtic music, right? And we had to hire an opener to do that. Ryan Major, also a great musician. Man, I'm shouting out everybody.
Jeez, you're just gonna have a busy week going out for years.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we just like to have a good fun event, whatever that is. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see it in action, because it does seem like you guys work really well together. Like, you really do you have a good group. Like, you were able to get a good mesh, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been a musician for so long and played with a lot of different groups, and you just can't skimp on quality, right? Like, and I'm talking about the people. When we started out, I had a vision in mind for this band, and I invested time and cash into it and to get the best people. And they came from a variety of places. Sam, obviously, you know, we live in the same community. Mm-hmm. That's our drummer. Amy, our singer, not you. I was in Titanic the Musical with her at KWMP.
Oh, cool.
And Mo, our guitarist, we met him on Kijiji. Like, we just pulled from everybody. But I know. You can. There's some amazing musicians out there if you find the right ones. But wow. Anyway, yeah, everybody, you know, I had a certain vibe in mind and a certain quality level in mind, and everybody in our band is just freaking top notch. Well, and I love them all.
I know, like, when I saw you guys on the internet, like, I've never seen you live. I meant to go see you, and then just COVID just blew everything up. But Amy, the vocalist, is like, holy cow. Like, what is happening?
She's got pipes.
She does. Oh, I'm excited. And I don't. So I'm excited to live vicariously through her for sure.
We do some respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And Amy always gets the crowd going for that. Yeah. They love every second of it.
Man, I'm so excited. I'm not going to be able to sleep. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, and you can come out too. There's still tickets available.
Okay,
people out there. But yeah,
and Naval Club on April the 22nd.
Yeah,
starts at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock,
7:30. Okay. 7:30 is the intro lesson. So Jeff Benoit, people that the swingers out there will know him. So he'll be doing the intro lesson just to kind of get people up on the dance floor. He'll probably bring his own music, but if you guys want to try to do music, you know, that's mm-hmm. fine too, but mm-hmm. we'll work it out. It'll be fun. It's gonna be great. And then we'll be having the music from 8 to 11 or 12 or whatever works out. So
amazing.
yeah it's gonna be good.
It'll be a super duper night, and the dancers will be there. And you can buy alcohol there, and it's a regular licensed location.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Snack foods, I don't think that's part of the gig.
Well, that's why Lost Tacos is going to be
there.
That's right.
I don't want to forget
that. They're going to be on the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then it's really cool. So with the Kidsability thing, so like I mentioned before, my second daughter has some exceptionalities, and the school that my girls attend have been super, super supportive. And there's actually going to be some... So just a little bit of background history. So when Adelaide first started going to her school, there was a bunch of kids in the neighborhood that know Adelaide and wanted to support Adelaide at school. So they were kind of like, well, what can we do to support Adelaide? So my other daughter and I came up with this idea called the A-Team. So
cool.
So it's just a bunch of kids in the neighborhood that are part of the A-Team, and their job is to basically just wave at Adelaide in the halls and say hi and just make sure that she feels welcomed and supported. So Abby and I got these pins made, and it just says A-Team.
Mm-hmm.
But there's about 200 members of the A-Team now at the school. And so there's going to be kids from the A-Team at the fundraiser helping out. So there's going to be a little boy he's in grade 6, and he's going to be having a little corner to kind of entertain the kids. So if you want to bring your kids, you can.
Well, this is quite cool.
There's going to be another kid that's going to help with the cash box with an adult, you know, helper. But mm-hmm. the kids are wanting to get involved. The school's been super supportive. It's just been a really positive good experience. So I'm just excited to share the wealth that we've been blessed with. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you thought about mentioning that, because it just really shows the whole evening. It's a complete evening
mm-hmm.
for family, for a cause, to have fun.
Yeah. Well, and I always wanted to have a party for my 40th birthday. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, why not raise some money up on top of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just going to be a really fun night.
Yeah. Oh, going to be great, folks.
My Amy says hi to this Amy.
Hi! I wish she was here so she could do that for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
No, she's phenomenal. I'm excited to meet her. Yeah. She's got a great name also.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, this is pretty darn good. Hey, you guys, we're moving along quite smartly here. We can play another song and have a little bit more of an audio out and a bit more we can do there. A little bit about what you do in 2 hours, 2 days, maybe help us the station here, do a little promo for us, that kind of fun stuff. So let's talk about our last song here, and I think I've got this here somewhere on my screen. Purple Tones, there we go. That tab's open. Canned Heat.
Jamiroquai. This is probably one of my favorite songs. I don't know if it's it's probably not as well known as Uptown Funk in September, but if you're a Jamiroquai fan from the early 2000s or you ever watched Napoleon Dynamite, you will know this song. It's funky and soulful and very dancey.
Okay. Here we go, folks. Stay locked in. CKMS Community Connection Show, April the 10th of 2023. Beautiful summer-like day, double digits. Enjoy. See you in a short bit. Here we go.
But then my chance to get this my caution to the wind. I had no reason to be carefree. No, no, no. Till I took a trip to the other side of town. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know I heard that boogie rhythm. Hey, I had no choice but to get down, 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 dance. Nothing left for me to do but dance. Off these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Got candy in my heels tonight, baby. I feel the thunder, see the lightning.
There we go. Oh, your humble host has managed to leave things play too long. I'm glad we'll have a little editing on that before it gets on our podcast. Look on our website under Community Connections in the next week or so, and they'll have this well written up and all the details and links and cool things on there. Okay, folks, Community Connections, April 10th. Garrett and Amy are our guests today, and this is the last bit of our show. I just want to have some bit of fun, get to know these guys. Hey, which one of you guys wants to try to do a little promo for our station? You're welcome to do a couple or three of them. Who wants to start? Says, hi, Amy. No, no, hi. Yeah. Hi. You just say, hi. Hi, this is Amy.
Okay. Yeah,
go ahead.
Hi, this is Amy, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM.
Ho.
You brought out the voice for that
I
one.
I know. Where'd that come from? That was pretty cool.
You like noise. That?
Noise.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Garrett.
Hi, this is Garrett. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo.
Just like that.
Yeah, I think mine was better. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Let's hear your bedroom voice version.
Oh, hi. Dear Lord, I do not want that imprinted for all eternity.
Oh, that's funny.
We want to try another one?
Okay, sure. Okay, you want me to
try another voice?
All right. Hi, I'm Amy, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Waterloo.
Good. That was nice and chipper.
Good bread and butter. Yeah. Good and bread and butter one. Want to go one more kick at it, Garrett?
Sure, why not?
Come on, do it, Garrett.
Hi, this is Garrett. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh shoot, I probably said that too.
No, that's okay. As long as there's a bit of a gap in there, we can hide that. See, what's going to happen is we harvest all those snippets from all our lovely guests, and at the beginning of each hour, our computer inserts one or two of these station promos.
Nice.
So we have the.
I'm adding that to my voiceover resume, by the way.
Nice.
It would be. You may as well. We have a lot of fun with the whole darn thing doing that. That's for sure. Well, okay. So we're into the last bit of our show here. Another 5 minutes to go. We're going to finish off here. Any last comments before we do the Audi out thing on this thing? We had a good time. It's April 22nd. Mm-hmm. Go online to check it out. They can pay ahead of time or at the door.
Yep.
The band is the Purple Tones and Navy Club.
It's at the KW Naval Club, which is 315 Weber Street.
Yep.
And I just wanted to just mention that we're going to be having a lot of people there. I think we have about 100 people definitely going to be there so far. So we have about 100 more tickets to go. Mm-hmm. I've got people from Goderich coming, from Calgary coming, wow. Obviously from KW. My sister Catherine actually is going to come down for it, and she's going to be the gopher. So if there's any problems, I don't want to hear about it. You can deal with it, Catherine. So
that's how you do it.
Yeah. So actually, Sam... Your drummer, I met from, I think we mentioned he was in my high school. So yeah, it's just going to be, good. A lot of love.
Stuff for kids, stuff for adults, dancers, and just straight listeners. And it's a licensed bar, so you can have your favorite beverage, and it's going to be a great night. So.
Absolutely. We're really excited for it. It's an amazing cause. Yeah. And if you want to, you know, get a feel for what we're doing and what kind of party you're coming to, check us out at purpletones.ca or at purpletonesband on any social media.
Okay. So, you guys, we're at the end of our show here. I want to have one last question. Maybe we're only going to start. Garrett, tell us, what are you doing the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks? 2 months, 2 years, God. 20 years, you want to go that far. What do you do next 2 days, 2 hours?
2 hours, having a nap. 2 days, probably teaching in class and directing rehearsal. I teach drama and English, so I'll be doing that in 2 days. Band has a bunch of weddings and summery things coming up that we're going to be playing. And then
two years,
probably still teaching, hopefully the voice of a cartoon character somewhere on the planet. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to think that far.
So you think about the voice actor, that might be what that'll lead to. How about 20 years? Do you think you'll be a grandfather by then?
Oh my goodness. Well, that's a little difficult since I don't have children, but
well, just get every out of there, you know.
I'm just enjoying myself. I love the community. I love living where I live in Cambridge, in Galt, and it's a great time.
Yeah, good stuff.
So, just taking it day by day.
Yeah. How about you? I mean, what's happening next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, two
All right.
years?
Well, in the next 2 hours, I'll be going home and taking care of my babies. The next 2 weeks, I'll be getting ready for the fundraiser, obviously. Mm-hmm. The next 2 months, you guys are going to be a little jelly. I'm going to Europe with my husband.
Nice.
My husband won some tickets to Europe, so we're actually celebrating our 10-year anniversary this June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in Europe, hanging out, Tuscany, all that good stuff. 2 years. Jeepers, same, really. But the next 20 years, I think, hopefully go back to Europe and spend more time there. So,
You'll deserve it after organizing the entire fundraiser.
You know what, though? I've had so much fun doing it. I really, really have. It's been a pleasure. I mean, I'm not perfect at it. I know it's a shocker. I'm perfect at everything, but I'm also very humble. So,
right. It's going to be a great night. The party and fundraiser for a good cause and, here's some good local music, so folks, don't be afraid. Just get online here and get at it, and we'll see you there. And so with that, hey, you guys, thanks so much. It's been a whole bunch of fun.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah.
And I hope you enjoyed your time. And I kind of got mixed up the last what time of day it was. My fault. I thought originally thought it might be 11 p.m., not 11 a.m. Oh. So good for you.
That was Garrett, actually. He texted. Actually, I think you emailed me and texted me, and I wasn't checking.
Yeah, because I noticed Jeff said p.m., but I'm like, I think that's a typo. I'm pretty sure people don't listen to community announcements on a Monday night, Easter Monday night at 11 p.m. I'm like, that seems off.
Fair. Well, I'm not a tech. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I'm not good at getting back to text or emails. Mm, I'm just okay. Not attached to it. So anyway, that's okay. We figured it out. We're here.
Yeah, we're here and yeah, had a good time. We'll go home all for lunch now and go about our day. And we'll extend the same to you, our dear listeners. Thanks for listening in. And just the community connection here at CKMS Radio. And you know what? We'll see you in 6 days and 23 hours for the next Monday show.
Brilliant.
Well, it should be new guests. We also do a short broadcast on alternate Fridays from 3 to 4 for others. So if you're a community group and want one-time exposure, we do one-offs like this just to bring announcements to local groups and what they're doing, that sort of thing. And, you know, maybe attract new programmers who may want to do a more regular show on any theme they wish. And we have all kinds of unlimited freedom. You can do whatever you like. With all that, hey, y'all, have a great day and enjoy the weather. It looks like double digits this week, and spring is here. And come out on April 22nd to
the Naval Club.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
See y'all later. Bye for now.
This has been CKMS Community Connections, and my name is Bob Jonkman. CKMS Community Connections is sponsored by Radio Waterloo and produced for CKMS FM Radio Waterloo in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. We're a community radio station with programming produced by the community, for the community, and about the community. You can read the show notes at radiowaterloo.ca/CCC, read the music lists, hear the past episodes, and subscribe to the podcast. Our executive producer is Jennifer Strong. Contributing producers are Jeff Stager, Dylan Bravener, and Steve Todd, who also wrote and performed our opening theme music. CKMS Community Connections airs every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon and also on Fridays from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.